Brazilian retirement age stays below reform rules, raising budget concerns. Rogério Nagamin presents a clear view of how, years after Brazil's pension reform, people still retire earlier than the reform intended. This shapes the pension system and the nation's finances. He points to transition rules and special regimes that keep early benefits coming, widening the deficit and pressing the public budget. The article follows his assessment to explain who is affected, why the pattern endures, and what it could mean for the future of Brazil's social security. Brazil still grants early retirement despite the pension reform. Early retirements strain the public budget and widen the deficit. The reform shifted new workers toward minimum ages, but many old rules keep benefits earlier. Rural workers and some groups keep special rules for younger. Retirement experts warn more reform is needed to keep the system sustainable for the future. Brazil's pension reform leaves average retirement age far below target despite the 2019 reform. Brazil's average retirement age remains around 57, well under the legal minimums of 65 for men and 62 for women. Officials say this gap is influenced by transition rules, special regimes, and exemptions for rural workers. The early retirements granted under these provisions have helped push the pension deficit higher, with the public treasury absorbing about R$436.8 billion in shortfalls, largely from the INSS, according to the latest analyses. Key figures since the reform data from official sources shows that, 7 years after the reform, more than half of new retirements happen before the stated minimum ages. In 2024, the average age at grant for time contribution pensions stood at 56.7 years, women at 56.1 and men at 57.1, indicating a slow march toward the reform's targets. The median age for these retirements was 57 years, with 3 out of 4 female beneficiaries completing the process before turning 60. In the 2-year period following the reform, early retirements cost the state R$145.4 billion. The overall pension bill remains a focus for budgets, with growth in spending outpacing revenue. Breakdowns show specific pressures. In 2023, urban workers with time of contribution pensions and rural workers under 60 spent R$58.6 billion. In 2024, that figure eased slightly to R$56.4 billion. Disability pensions are not counted. Military retirees under 60 consumed R$12.4 billion in 2023 and R$12.5 billion in 2024. Federal civil servants in the same age group used R$5.3 billion over the 2 years. Factors behind early pensions: experts identify 3 main drivers. Transition rules kept in place for those already in the labor market mean some people will still retire early for decades. Rural workers continue to have more favorable rules, including a lower retirement age. Certain groups enjoy special regimes or extended transitions, such as teachers and military personnel. Local examples illustrate how practice diverges from reform goals. One retiree who began working in adolescence and later required a transitional pedagio time penalty to meet rules still remains active in the workforce to supplement income. Analysts say the persistence of these provisions widens the redistribution of income across generations and reduces the available public resources for health, education, and infrastructure, especially as the population ages. Budget impacts and official warnings. The cost trajectory has drawn attention from the Court of Accounts TCU, which highlighted the pension deficit in their reviews of the government's accounts. The deficit stands at about R$436.8 billion, with roughly R$317 billion coming from the INSS. Officials warn that the aging trend and ongoing transitions will continue to challenge the system's sustainability. Looking ahead, experts say the issue will require attention again by 2027. Regardless of electoral outcomes. They emphasize that delaying comprehensive reform leaves future generations exposed to higher burdens and shorter-term political concessions. Conclusion: despite the 2019 reform, Brazil's pension system still permits early retirements through transition rules, special regimes, and rural exemptions. As a result, the average retirement age remains well below targets, and the burden of early retirements has widened the pension deficit, with the public treasury absorbing hundreds of billions of RIs and the INSS bearing the majority of costs. Looking ahead, analysts warn that only broader action such as higher ages, tighter rules, fewer benefits, or higher contributions will restore sustainability. A renewal of reform momentum around 2027 appears likely to avert longer-term pressures on social security and public services, ensuring resources are available for health, education, and infrastructure as Brazil's population ages. Frequently asked questions: why does Brazil's retirement age stay below reform rules? Because the 2019 reform left many older rules in place for people already in the system. Transition rules and special regimes let some retire earlier. Rural workers can retire at 55. Some teachers and military/federal workers have exemptions. So the average stays below 65/62. How big is the budget impact from early retirements? It is large. Early retirements cost about R$145.4 billion in 2 years after the reform. The overall pension deficit is about R$436.8 billion, with roughly R$317 billion from INSS. What is the trend in the average retirement age since the reform? It has risen slowly. In 2024, the average for time contribution retirement was about 56.7. Women, /56.1. Men, /57.1. The median was 57. The climb towards 65/62 will take many years. Who still gets early retirement despite the reform? Rural workers at 55, basic education teachers at 57, military retirees under 60, and some federal workers with special rules. People on transition rules also retire earlier than the new ages. What is the future outlook for the pension system? The deficit remains large. Experts warn another reform could come around 2027. Solutions may include higher ages, tighter rules, fewer benefits, or higher contributions.